Now, if you were listening last week, you'll know that Martin Francis rang in to tell us that he'd been at the Choristers and Choirs competition 1998 and would bring us his report. Well, he's a man of his word, and to prove it, here he is.
I went to Christchurch in Bexley Heath to enjoy this year's annual Choristers and Choirs competition. People had been hard at work singing all day in the 11 classes which make up this 8-hour event, ranging from individual singers aged 9 and under through to vast choirs of 30 or more. The standard was, as you would expect, exceptional, with dozens of certificates and no less than 3 prestigious trophies awarded. Right now we're listening to Holy Trinity Church in Dartford singing Locus Isti. But now, through the magic of radio, we're going to listen to a compilation of no less than 6 choirs singing the set piece for the day, O Come Ye Servants of the Lord. See if you can spot this year's winner. Holy Trinity Lammerby. Holy Trinity, Dartford. Host church for this year's event, Christchurch, Bexley Heath. St. Nicholas, Chislehurst. Last year's winners, St. John's Welling. Finally, St. Paulinus, Crayford. Well, we'll end now with a quick chat to Doug Snow, the arranger of this year's competition, and also choir master with St. John's Church, Welling, last year's winners.
It's been a very good day. It started at 10:15 in the morning with some young children and has carried on throughout the day with a short break for lunch, and it finished with the SATB choirs.
Standard of music as ever, excellent?
Excellent, that's right. And the adjudicator, John Wardle, who's the RICM Regional Director for the South, has been very good and has been really encouraging to both the young singers and the older ones as well.
Well, Doug, I suppose it's time to reveal the winners of this year's SATB choir competition. It was St. Nicholas Church, Chislehurst. So, well done, St. Nicholas. Disappointed at all?
Well, obviously there's always the natural slight disappointment, but it just depends how you perform on the day. And on this occasion, I have no doubts that St. Nicholas Chislehurst were the worthy winners of the competition this year, which will come back again hopefully next year and try again.
Whip their butts.
Well, I wouldn't quite put it like that, but yes. And it just depends on the resources you have available on your day, because Saturday is busy for a lot of people, and I'm sure all the choirs we heard today didn't actually have everybody there, as was in our case. So it just depends how you perform on the day and what the adjudicator's preferences are. And I think he was very right in choosing St. Nicholas.
Well, Well, congratulations to all those who took part, and especially to the choir of St. Nicholas Chislehurst, who we heard there singing Away with Gloom. Well, that's a very good song for a Sunday morning. They won the Hatpin Choir Trophy. Congratulations also to Peter Finney of St. John's Welling, who walked away with the Hatpin Solo Trophy, and to St. Paul Linus Crayford, who scooped the President's Shield for the best group in the 16 and under category. And what Martin didn't mention there, Helen, is that he is himself a member of the choir at St. John's Welling, who won last year. And I was very naughtily trying to remember last night whether Martin was actually in the choir last year.
We had a conversation about him being a choir boy a few weeks back, though, didn't we?
We did, yes. Yeah. And I did establish that he never was a choir boy when he was an angelic little treble, you know, with the ruff and things, although I could quite see him with that. But I'm sure that Martin's addition to the choir at St. John's Welling had nothing to do with them not winning this year.
I hope not, anyway.
I can be very rude about him this week, because I know
he's not here.
No, he's
on holiday.
That's right. He's gone off to see his mum.
Yeah.
Ah, he's a good lad. He's a good lad. And if it wasn't for the fact that his mum didn't live in the transmission area, I'd play her this
one. She'd have to have a very good radio.
She would indeed. But this is a beautiful song, Mary, Did You Know? And this one's from Kathy Mateo.